Research shows that you are more likely to succeed when you set not only long-term goals, but short-term goals as well. For example, bench pressing 50 pounds can be a long-term goal, and your short-term goal could be to lift 20 pounds, or even before this, just to start going to the gym 5 days a week for weightlifting training. You set a long-term goal and then short-term goals to meet along the way, similar to what we do with a client when we set goals for their behavioral outcomes. You tailor short-term goals to each individual person based on their baseline data and their long-term goal. The short-term goal should be data-based, and the long-term goal is ultimately what they want to achieve. For example, in the WAC study, one participant never ran before, so her long-term goal was to run 1 mile without stopping, whereas another participant already ran 3 miles at the start of the study, but her final goal was to run 6 miles without stopping. Even though 1 mile may seem like a small goal, for someone who has never run before, running 1 mile without stopping is a much larger goal than someone running from 3 to 6 miles without stopping. For short-term goals, you want to ensure the goal is something you can achieve, and that is feasible, so they are able to access reinforcement along the way. In sports, it is also important to use smaller goals for safety of the participants to prevent injury. So in the WAC study, for the participant who had never ran before, her first goal was 0.2 miles, so that she was less likely to injure herself. Similar to our behavioral interventions, goals should be catered to the individual and never based on another person's goal. Data collection for studies using goal setting should not rely on self-report, since we know this can be inaccurate. Newer technologies can allow the researcher to collect data without actually seeing the behavior, if this is not possible, through the use of such devices such as Fitbits and the Nike Fuel Sports Band to access a permanent product of the behavior. Goal-setting experimental designs usually are a changing criterion single-subject design, so they can demonstrate the experimental control that each goal has over the individual's behavior, by that individual only improving when the sequential increase of each goal occurs. Goal setting has also been used in research in soccer, track and field, rugby, and swimming.